We are on Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis. Let us start again from the top line. Tanya Kibosi Darav Ade Barade. We had a machlokes according to Rav Yosi that holds that Rechitza and Kishut is not in the Nefesh. Is it Al Kaponim Nedorim Shebeinoi Lebeinoi? Zravah de Barav Oimer Meifar, or Koponim, it's Dvorim Shebeinoi Lebeino. And Rav Huna held a Meifar, it is not even Nedorim Shebeinoi Lebeino. Tanya Kevose de Ravah de Barav. So we learned a Baraisa like Ravah de Barav, that is, that according to Rav Yosi, it is Dvorim Shebeinoi Lebeino. Now we have a whole Baraisa which mentions a few halachas. The Braisa starts as follows. Dvorim sheyesh bem ini nefesh, meifer, if she made a neder of dvorim sheyesh bem ini nefesh, so there the afore helps bein beinoi lebeino, it helps for him, bein beino lebein acher, it helps for others also. She'ein behem ini nefesh, dvorim that is no ini nefesh, it's only beinoi lebeino, is beinoi lebeino meifer, so the father will help for him. Beinoi lebein acherim eini meifer. So these, the Bereises starts off with two cases. Dvorim shalini nefesh and dvorim shebeinoi lebeino. And now the Bereises is going to give three mishalim. Kesa. Or more than three mishalim. Omro koinem peiris alai. If she said koinem peiris alai, so this is dvorim shalini nefesh. So then he could be Mefer, and this therefore will help also. She made a neder, she will not do for her father, for his brother, his father, her brother, so all these cases. There is no Ini Nefesh, there's no Dvorim Shebeinoi Lebeino. Is Ein Yochel Hofer. So this he can be made for period. Shloi Ekhil, Vishloi Efkais, Vishloi Ashamish Mitosi, Yofer Mishim Dvorim Shebeinoi Lebeino. So here we have already, a component we have here a case of Kishut, that says that he's mefer al dvorim shebeinoi lebeino, and this al kochoch is going according to Rabbi Yosi, according to the Chachomim Metzini Nefesh. So we see this is bemes and deraya to Rava de Barav. But let us finish the beraisa. Shlei atzia lochom itoscha. What if she made a neder to asa ratzos amite? Shlei emzeg loches akoyz. Shlei elchoyz locho ponecho yodecho veraglecho. Ain't tzorich lahofer. There's no need to be mefer because she's mishubit to do these pu'ulis for her husband. V'amur rabbonon lishibud debal, that we consider that he's a bailim on these pu'ulis, so the nether isn't chal whatsoever because it's considered nichsei chaveri al chaveri. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer Yofer. Rabbi Gamliel says, in this case, where the nether was not chal at all, because she's mishubit, Rabbi Gamliel says, Yofer, shenema lo yachol devoroi. We'll see in Daran exactly what this means. And dover acher lo yachol devori, mikan lechochom shein mater nidrei atzmoi. Lo yachol devori is not coming for Rabbi Gamliel's Halacha, it's coming to tell us that a chacham who is a Pesach cannot be matter his own neder. But now we're going to explain the raya. Man shamina da omar shalei ekchel v'shalei efkais dvorim shebeine lebeine havya. Who is the one that holds that is not ini nefesh? Rabbi Yosi uktani demei v'mishem dvorim shebeine lebeine. So we see from this Baraisa, a Rayat Arvada Barave, that a filu according to Rabbi Yosi, that it is not in the Nefesh, but it is Dvorim Shebeinoi Lebeino. Now let us see the Rav. Tanya kevose the Ravade barave meifar. Now we hear of the dvarim shlini nefesh meifar bein beinoy le beino sai whatever is negaya him kegoin the umre koinom peiris balo oleho. So this is negaya him. Ubein beino le bein acherim shosra peiris acherim oleho. But since this is in the nefesh, so the hafore includes sai. What's negaya to him, and say what's negaya to others. Koinem shani oise lefi abe. Now, this middle case, this next case, really doesn't belong bechlal in this beraisa. The beraisa started off, there's nidorim that shalini nefesh, and there's nidorim obeinu lebeinu. Now, this second moshel, what the beraisa gives, is not both. It's not in the nefesh. It's not b'nei l'b'no. Meforish va'ozol dvorim she'ein b'mine nefesh u'b'no l'b'no acherem. So how does it come in over here? Or why doesn't he first explain the dvorim she'b'nei l'b'no? Meforish lo mikami b'nei l'b'no. He wants to explain this before b'nei l'b'no. Mishim de b'nei l'b'no ike plukte. There are different cases. Bezimnen meifa, bezimnen ein sorich lahofa. That means, dvom shebeinu lebeinu, shlei ekher shlei efkais, so there's dvom shebeinu lebeinu, it could be meifa. Shlei atziya lecha mitoscha is also dvom shebeinu lebeinu, and there doesn't have to be meifa, because she's meshubitim. So mamela, the Tanna first wanted to say, the two clear-cut cases, Dvarim Shalini Nefesh, you always are Meifa, Dvarim She'ein Bamini Nefesh, U'beino Lebein Acherim, you never can be Meifa, and Dvarim She'beino Lebeino, it depends. If she's not Meshubetim, he has to be Meifa. If she's Meshubetim, there's no need for him to be Meifa, because since she's Meshubetim, Amur Abonu L'Shibudet Debal, we consider that she belongs to him, and so she's not b'koyach b'chlal to be meifa. What belongs to him on him? That's nichsei chaveiroi al chaveiroi. Shaloi etein tevel lefnei behemtachov, lefnei b'kocho, ein yochel lehofa, he can't be meifa. That means the nether is chal. Mishum deloi mishabdeloi. She is not mishubit to him to give seventh is behemah and ninth is boko. So since she's not mishubit, so the nether is chal, and he can't be meifa because there's no in the nefesh and it's beino lebein achel. Frek teran va'afal kav de beperik afal pi yasikno de koifo liten tem lifnei behemtoi. The Gemara says in Ksubis that he can force her to do this. These are one of the malachis that a woman is mechuyev to do for her husband. So therefore, why does it say any yochel lahofa? Should have said any tzorch lahofa. Since she's meshubet to him, so memele, so amur rabbonon l'shibud debal, so there should be no need to be meifa. So the Ran answers, hosam mairi, the Gemara in Ksubis that says, that she's meshubit to do these pulis, they're speaking about, b'shaloi hichnisaloi arba shvochis. It's speaking about she did not bring along with her four maid servants. So Memela, since she has to do some work herself. But here we're speaking about that she did bring four shvaches. So the kaimalon hosom, so a woman who brings four shvaches, the din is the yeshevis pekatadre. She sits on a sofa, ve'ein chayevis loybet vorm alolo. She's not mechuyev to do these things. So memela, so if she's not mechuyev to do it, so if she made a neder, so the neder is chal. There's no shibud whatsoever. So now the Ran has to kash, if I'm making in the kimtin, that it is speaking about a woman who brought in four shvachis, and therefore she sits and twiddles her thumbs, and she's not mechuyev to work for him, so why does it say the next case, shaloi atziya lecha mitoscha, v'shleem zeglocha sakois, Ein Zorich Lahofer. Well, why should Ein Zorich Lahofer? She's not Meshubit to him. She doesn't have to do anything for him. So here the Ran feels like, I feel Lahochi. Nodrov, she made a nether, Shleyatir Lahomi Toscha, Ein Zorich Lahofer. He doesn't have to be Mefer. Mishum de Kaimalon Hossam. Afilu ichnisa loy kamo shvoches, afilu she brought in a multitude of shvoches, buchiyeves bohochi, these things she's machuyev to do, vishadvorim halolo mevin lidei kirub das. That these pa'ulas bring to lidei kirub das, and this is an essential factor in every successful marriage, so memele, so even though there's many shvoches, these pa'ulas have to be done, she's Meshubet to do this, and that's why he doesn't have to be Mefer, because Amur Rabbonon Lishibud Debal. So this is the Ran's Teretz, and Shulayet in Temlev Nebehem Techo, he makes an Akimte, that it is speaking about, she brought in four Shvoches. The Mishnah Melech, Perek Chaf Aleph, Mehilches Isha Salochahei, he brings from a Ritve and a Ro'oh, a different teretz. Af al pi shehi mishubed esloi, even though she's mishubed to give tevin to his behemoth, af lohoche yochel heisa, the kainam ischal, the kainam is mafkiyin bidei shibud, because even though she's mishubed, but the kainam is mafkiya the shibud. Frag der Ritwe, wa afa gab dem Rinnen ba alme dolmu Rabbonon li Shibudei. If she's Meshubid, so the Rabbonon made that she can't be Mavki li Shibud. They gave him a bailis. Hainu b'molochis ha'gdoilitz. That means if she's Meshubid, something that's very important, and she'll go and she'll make a koinom, and she'll be Mavki li Shibud, so there the Rabbonon said, no, no. Amu Rabbonon li Shibudei debal. This is not such an important thing. If she won't bring Tevin to the Beime, it's not Ekvel. So here, Ukmu Adine. So they said the din is that what? The din is Meiker Adin Kainomas Mavkiyim Idei Shibut. So that is why the Kainom is Mavkiyim Idei Shibut. And that's why she doesn't have to do it. That is what the Ritva and the Ro'o says. Rabbi Kiveger asks a very interesting kasha. So it comes out like this. She's really Meshubit, but the Koinim is Makimi Dei Shibut. So he asks, so why can't he be Mefer al Tvorim Shebeinoi Lebeino? That means like this. If the net calls man the nether is chal, so she doesn't have to do this for him. He has to do it himself. If the nether, it will be made for the nether, so then she'll have to do it. She's meshubit. So why doesn't this fall into the category of dvorim shebeinoi lebeino? That's a bekevegas kasha. He buys by a kasha. Perhaps it would seem dvom shebeinoi lebeino means more personal in yonim. Not this is only, this is, could be, this doesn't fall into the category of beinoi lebeino. Now let us go further. Rabbi Gamliel oimer yofa. Rabbi Gamliel says that in this case where she is meshubit and the nether isn't chal, shloi atziya mitoscha. So the Tanakhama said, Einoi tzorich lahofer, there's no need of afor because the nether isn't chal. Rabbi Gamliel oimer yofer. Rabbi Gamliel says, he should be mefer. So what is pshat in Rabbi Gamliel? So we're going to have two pshatim in the Ram. Pshat number one, afal gav deloi chayol nidra, the nether wasn't chal, so why should he be mefer? For lohochi tzorich lahofer midarabono. You have to be mefer midarabono. Shloitokel b'nedorim, she shouldn't be mekel b'nedorim, v'taver al bal yachel, and she'll be yoyver an bal yachel, v'ho asmachte ba'almu. That means that what Ram Gamliel says, yofer shenema la yachel devori, the shenema rezichet, there's no la yachel devori over here. because Amur Rabbanan Lishibudet the Baal, the nether was never chal. But he means to say she shouldn't come to be makel another nedarim, and she'll be yiver on Baal Yachel. So Shenemar is since it's a Baal Yachel, in other cases, so therefore he has to be mefer here that the Baal Yachel of nedarim should not be killed by Einel. And perhaps we could say, if Rabbi Gamliel said this in this case, so perhaps it could be mamtik. In this case, theoretically, the nether would have been chal, because kainomis makim idei shibu. So, lemaisa, she had made a nether which should be chal and there should be a bal yachal. The Rabbonon, the Rabbonon said, yeah, but it won't be chal. So we have here a nether which theoretically should be chal. She made a true nether. The nether should have been chal. There should have been a bal yachal, but the Rabbonon said, we'll make that it won't be chal. So could be in such a case where in reality she made a real nether, so there the Chachamim said, if you won't be mefer, she'll come and be mekel b'nedarim, because she made a true nether. Perhaps, Al Kapon, we don't have a raya from this case. In a case, let's say, where the nether bechlal is not chal, it doesn't have a toiras nether, not al tamur rabbono. Could be there, Chazal never said yofir, and she didn't make a nether to begin with. So memela could be there, there wasn't a gzeira shema tokel b'nedorim. Here, when she did make a nether, but now technical problems, the Chazal made that the nether shouldn't be chal. There, the Rabbanu said, but let's not be too makel because we're playing around with nedarim over here. So she'll say, this nether, I could be over, so another nether will also be over. It's a real nether. Perhaps. Dovaracha, lo yachal devore, mikan lo chocham sheinei mater nidrei atzma. So another pshat no yachol dvori, uch de darshinen hu einei moichul, aval achere moichul amloi, that the noider is not bekoyach to be matter his own nether. Vekoshe be'eina. So now the Ran asks Akasha, the way he had learned, the Ram Gamliel is saying an asmachte. The second man, the Yoma, is saying a drosha. That he learned after no yachol dvori, hu einei moichul. So, my dovaracha, what shot? This is a second shot. The Gamliel Doma Yofer, Mishum Lesed the Bal Yachel, Koma Veloy Midrosha Dikro. Rabbi Gamliel is saying he should be made, but he shouldn't come over Bal Yachel. Rabbi Gamliel isn't saying one drosha, and you're saying a second drosha. Rabbi Gamliel is saying one thing, and you're saying another thing. That's not dovaracha, another pshat. My dovaracha. Venire beina. So now we have a moyredik mechudish tikra. The Gamliel, the Omar Yofel, not a drabonon. It's a drabonon. Zeje shemoyachel. Ubi yeshoevon lo yachel. Venire beina the Gamliel, the Omar Yofel, devoroi kodorish. He's darshening devoroi. Tafilu delay midi delay mikri nether. It's not a nether. El dover ba'alme. It's a dibur, we'll say. Omakro de lo yachol. The nehei de loy loki olay. Even though there's no malchus on this. The lochik, even the efsha ba'afore. Beloy afore lo yachol. Vahainu de koma dover achel. That's why it says Dovaracha, the heat the vori gufa, the doshem li lohochi, lamidi achini medrish, they darshni for something else. The chochamene matan idrayatsmoi, umidvori yudamash molon hochi. So memele the ran now in the second pshat says amurdik mechudishlik pshat. And later the ran says klo, the dorish dvore loima filomidi shayne nether goma elo dibur baum. Lachayre, that's the loyachal dibure. So lachayre, the ran is coming to say as follows. That by Emerson, Rabbi Gamliel is saying adrosha di araisa. She made a nether, and the nether is not, the chalois nether is not chal. Afal pikein, there was a dibble of hers, and she's not permitted to be mechalo this dibble, even though the nether wasn't chal. But there's no malchus on this, but you need a forum in a Torah. And the Dovarachah says, no, that's not pshat, and the Dvore is coming for something else. So perhaps we could understand or explain better this Ran as follows. We had heard on Daftes Vovom et Aleph, a machlokes, the Rambam and Ran, if Reuven is Madir Shimon, Reuven said, Nechosai Asurim Olecha. But Yasser is Nechosim on Shimon. So there's a machloikis, the Rambam in Ran, is Shimon over Bal Yachel. The Rambam says Shimon is not over Bal Yachel because Shimon never said a word. How could you say Lo Yachel Devorah? He didn't say anything. Reuven said. Therefore the Rambam says, Amer de Kipshat, that if Reuven will give it to Shimon, so Reuven is over Bal Yachel. That's the Rambam shot. The Ran says, no, that Shimon is over Bal Yachel. Shimon didn't say anything. So the Ran says, Lo Yachel Hadovo Koma. That's the gils of the Beis Yosef. You shouldn't be Mechalul the Dovo. That means the Chalois Issa, that was Chal. Dvori is not a Loshen of Dibu, Dvori is a Loshen of Dovo. The Chalois Dovo, that was Chal, the Chalois Issa, that was Chal. You're not allowed to make this Chalois Issa Chulin. So the Pashti Dikro is speaking about, in every nether there's a chalois issa that is chal, that's the dovo that's chal. So you're not allowed to make this issa chulin. That's fine. If a person does it, he gets malchus. That's Pashti Dikro. Now Rav Gamliel said a drash, and I think Pshat the drash is as follows. We had mentioned a few times, and from Chedushei Rav Reuven, that when a person makes a nether, when he says, Kainim Kikaze Olai, so really there are two things that he is doing. One is making an Issa Hefza on the Kikka, and then there's a Kabbalah on the Gavre that I'm going to be Mekayim what I said. I'm a Kabbalah myself. I put an Issa on this, I'm a Kabbalah myself that I'll be Mekayim the Issa what I made. So could be this is Nilmat from the Drash of Diburoi. That means this the Lav Pashte Dekro is Lo Yachel Diburoi. Dovo means Hadovo, Lo Yachel is Hadovo, the Chalei sister. That's Pashte Dekro. And therefore you get Malkus if you were Nene from the Issa, that was Nitfas on the Chayfis. That's Pashte Dekro, and that you get Malkus. But then there's a Drash. So it could be on a drash, you don't get malchus. You only get malchus on Pashte the Kor. But the drash is Lo Yachel Diburoi. There was a dibur that you're going to be, you're mekabel on yourself to do what you made. You're going to fear ois what you made. So if you're over your Kabbalah, you're even Yisra Daraisa, I'm being over on this Kabbalah. But you don't get malchus, this is only a drash. So Rav Gamliel went a step further. So Rav Gamliel said, if she made a nether, and even though the nether isn't chal, but there was a kabbalah also. There was a kabbalah. The nether is not chal because omur rabbon only she budded the baal, so the chalois nether isn't chal. But al koponim, there was a kabbalah mitzida. I'm not going to do this, and this is an iso de eraisa. So there's no malchus on this. This is only a drash. So he's mechuyev to be meifer, that she shouldn't be over on this chalik of the nether, on the kabbalah chalik of the nether. Could be this is pshat and rat. And dover acher, there's another Tana that says, I wish to disagree with you, that's not pshat and Yachel Dvorei. The Yachel Dvorei is coming to tell us a different day. Fine. Man, shametloi, now let us see the next. Ran. Man shamele dama shlei ekhil vishlei ek efkais dvorim shebeinoi lebeino habi. Who is the Tana that says it's dvorim shebeinoi lebeino? Rabbi Yosi. Dila rabbono mishum nidreine nefesh u demeifa. Koin rabbono nidreine nefesh. Now let us see the Gemara further. Oh, mama, so the Gemara says further, Vishlei Hashamish Mitosi Yofel. One of the cases of that he's made for Dvorim, Shebeini Lebeino, Shlei Hashamish Mitosi. In fact, the Gemara, Kechidom, Ilaim Edo Omrov. Hanos Tashmishi Alecho, if she asked herself on him, Lomali hafor, why does he have to be made for homishu bedes like? So we'll say, omu rabon, only she buddhed about. Eloboy meres, anos tashmi sheikh olai. She asked the hano, she asked herself on him, she asked him on herself. Gerat kahane, some emailer there, she could ask him on herself. The Omar Rav Kahana, Anos Tashmishi Olecho, Kaifa Mishamashtoi. Then he can force her for Tashmish, because she can answer himself on her. She can answer herself on him. Anos Tashmishi Chala Yofer, Shemachil Nesa Odom, Dovo Ha Osoloim. But if she answered him on herself, so then it's also because she became also on him. So she's not allowed to be mishamish with him. So that's why it says, Yofa mishum dvorim mishabeino ilabeino. Zokta gemore weiter, man tane hodisanye dvorim hamutorim. We learned another beraisa. Dvorim hamutorim bacherim nogu ben isa. Something which is mutter. Vacherim nogu ben iser, and others were noyeg iser in this thing, knowingly that it's mutter, but they were noyeg iser. Iata reshoi linig bem heter kedei levatlum. You're not permitted to be mevatl them from the iser that they were noyeg. Mishum shenema lo yachel devoroi. So who is the first Tane? Money, Rabban Gamliel. Fine. Now, let us see the Ram. Which Ludavoini, I don't understand the Ram. But let us first see the Ram. Mishum Shanema, Layachel Devore. Who is the Tane of this Bereis? Money, Rabban Gamliel. The Dorish Devore Loima. Dafilu midi she'enoi neder gomo, even though it's not a neder gomo, elo dimo bo'omo, afilu hochi lo yachol. So if the Ran would stop here, so it'd be beautiful. That means this is the Ran's second shot, that he said it's a daraisa dike drash, that even though it's not a neder, elo dimo bo'omo, afilu hochi lo yachol. Fine. Now the Ran feels ois, Kedesh lo yinay kalas roish benedorim gemurim. That is l'chayra, the first pshat of the Ram. That was the first pshat of the Ram. Afa gav d'lechay on nidrei, afa lohochi tzorech lohofo midarabono, shleitei kal benedorim, v'taver al bal yachel. But here, the Ram makes one big kugel out of it. He starts off with the second pshat, he ends with the first pshat. So Ladavoin, I don't understand Pshat. Because they with this Lachaira, these are both Pshatim. If he would say Inami Kadesh Lainikalas Loish Vinadorim Gmurim, so then it's good. He's saying the first Pshat, the second Pshat. I don't know that, but I didn't see anyone should tell Zahandisra. Och Inami. Kivin shenogu isel bedvorim amutorim. They were noyeg isel. Havulei legabayu kedvorim ha'asurim. So it's like, by them, like dvorim ha'asurim. They were noyeg isel. Havulei legabayu kedvorim ha'asurim. Now, the Rishash, and that's both. And so we have to understand how does this fall into Layachol Devoroi. According to the second pshat, maybe To them, it's a niyagavisel, so it's like a nether. Avleila gabayu kidvorim asurim is something not too clear. But lochayre means, it's that there's a niyagisel and a dover heter, so it's like they were niyagisel and a dover heter, so it's like a nether. According to the first pshat, that we're going with droshes, layachol, devorei, diburei, So how does this come over here? There was no dibur over here. So the Rishash and Daftar Zvov says that could be the Voroi is also a lotion of Anhogim. Yadver Amim Tachteinu. So there the Taish is Yanhik Amim Tachteinu. So it could be Layachol Dvoroi, he shouldn't be Mechalol his Hanhogim. If his Hanhogim was not to eat it, not to have an offerment, so he shouldn't be Mechalol Hanhogim. So according to the first pshat, it could be it's also good. That means besides the poshita pshat of Layachol Dvoroi, Layachol Esadobo, there's other pshatim that we learn from Dvorei, Diburei, Hanagosei, so Memele, so that is why one is not permitted to be Mevatel Bifnei. You want to be Mevatel then. Imikan hoyoimer harav Yehuda hakoyin zal, shim noeg odom shleilechel boso vishleilista isyayim bizman miyuchet. He had a minig not to eat meat or drink wine at certain times. Vishuv reitze lishta isyayim eilechel boso boise esman tzorich heter nid heter nidor. Masnisin binigoy. Now the Ran is going to tell us a Mishnah Mesechtes Negoy. Kol anegoyim odom roye chutz minigayatzmoy. There's only Goyim, even though he's a Kohen, he can be Mater, or Matayer, these Negoyim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afloi Nigei Kroivo, the Negoyim of the Kroivim, he also can be Matayer or Matame. Kol HaNedorim, Odo Mater, Chutz Minidrei Atzmoi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afloi Nidrei Ishtoi, Shebeino Lebein Acher. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said that a husband cannot be mater nidrei ishtoi, because Rabbi Yehuda held ishtoi kegufoi. So therefore, if it says layachol dvoroi, so her nether is considered like his nether, it's one guf. So memele, so he can be mater her nether. That is the chaymer, that's an agei alonu in the Dorim. That Rabbi Yudot al-Taloch av Ishtoi Kigufoi, a Baal cannot be Mater Nidrei Ishtoi. Yeah. Now, Begarsinen Birushalmi, Nodra Isha Vishoma Bailo, a woman made an ender, and the husband heard, V'leheifelo, and he was not Mefer. So what does that mean? He wasn't Mefer, that the Yom Shammai passed by, and he wasn't Mefer. Pshite sheina Mefer lo le'inyin habal. So the schus afore he had al tzbal, he doesn't have anymore, because it was le'hefer lo. Mau sheyofer lo le'inyin hazoket. So klerti Yerushalmi yashayla, but maybe it could be matara al tzchochem. Als Baal, he can be Mefer, it's after Yom Shammai, but maybe als Chochem, he could be Matar. Ma anan kaimino, so what is the Shaila? What case are you speaking about? Even the Dorim Shebeino Lebeino, if you're speaking about the Dorim Shebeino Lebeino, Nidrei Atzmai hein. So it's Nidrei Atzmai, Sizichi can be Mefer. Elokinen kaimin b'nedorim shebeino lebein acherem. Mestamet zini nefesh. Mestamet, that's what we're talking about, I think. So lochere, it's talking about ini nefesh, beino lebein acherem. So memele, so meifa, he wasn't meifa. Now could he be matter? V'lav Rab Yehudi taninon b'shem Rab Yehudi. So, So the Gemara says, so what's your shaila? So why shouldn't he be able to be matter his wife's nedorim? Because Rabbi Yehuda says in Mesachtas Negoim he can't be matter nidre yishtoi. Well, that's Rabbi Yehuda. It's a sayochet v'rabim, a lochet k'rabim. So memele, so what's your shaila? Why can't he be matter? So the Rishalmi answers, Rab Chiya tonelo b'shem chachomim. Rab Chiya was mahapach that Mishnah. Rab Chiya said, the chachomim says he can't be matter nidre yishtoi. So memele, that was the shaila of the Rishalmi. In the Mishnah it says, Rab Yehuda holds it can be matter nidre yishtoi. Rab Chiya says, the chachomim holds it can be matter nidre yishtoi. So that's the shaila, do we rely on Rab Chiya? Or are we machma like Rab Chiya? Or are we not machma like Rab Chiya? O posuk Ramban zal ke Rab Yehuda, midetoni lo Rab Chiya b'shem chachomim, b'kosafti mizeh b'perikame b'siyate d'shmai. Period. So that's the end of that. Now, before we go further, I'd like to elaborate a little on this Yerushalmi. L'choire, from this Yerushalmi, there's a raya to the Marik, and the problem is the Marik doesn't bring this raya. But let's just mention what we are speaking about. The Rima in Simen Reish Lamed Dalet Sifchav Gimel. The Mechaba says as follows. If a Baal was making a neder, so the Mechaba says a Chochem could be matter. Nothing to do. The Baal can't be mefer. He was making, but a Chochem could be matter. Yesh Oimrim, Zot the Rima, the Ein Chochem Oy Gimel Ad Yaitis Yecholim Lahater, Acha Hakomish El Baal. No, it doesn't work like that. If the Baal was making the neder, you cannot be matter a neder shehukam me'abal. Abo, im loy hofa lo habal, vehechish lo. But what if the Baal was not mefer? He wasn't making. But he was not mefer, vehechish lo. Yecholim lahater, Yochel Chochma Gimel Hadjaitis Lahata. At Kan Lashayne. This is a Remo, Mishayim Amarik. The Marik in Simen Nun, I saw the Marik, he didn't know too clear, he didn't have too many rayas to this Yisod, but he says, the Minigoylam is that after Yom Shomoy, we are matter, and the Baal was making, we're not matter. So, finished. That's how he feels, Zois, without any ofen eray. So, l'chayra, I thought, it's an ofen Yerushalmi. It's an ofen Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, klo, that, nod re'isha v'shama baila v'loi hofelo, pshita sheine meifelo le'inyan ha-baal, so this is an often a Yerushalmi that speaks about a shaila that there was hechishla b'yom shomoy. He wasn't mefer, and the Yerushalmi clears a shaila. Can he be matter? Can he not be matter? But it's a different shaila. Do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Do we pass like the Chachamim? That's the shaila in the Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi never had a have a minute that the Chochem can be matter such another, because it's after Yom Shomot. So L'chayre, this is an often a Yerushalmi, like the Marik, that Al Kaponim, Im Hechrish Lo, V'loi Hofe Lo, Al Chochem can zicha be matter. L'chayre, an often a raya to the Marik. But I wanted to say one more nekude. We had learned the last Omid, on Perik Naramuroso, we had learned there are three psukim that a Baal cannot be, that Harisha makes that the nether is hukam. There's a Harisha almanas lemeika, there's a Harisha stam, and then there's a Harisha almanas lekayim. When you have three psukim, that each one says that after these three shtikis, it's, it can't be, it's the nether is hukam. And we had explained then that the first two hakomis is only a din hakomis. That means he never had an intent to be making the neder. He was shaysik kamanat lemake it. He was shaysik stam the bchal didn't have any dinim. So the din is the neder is hukam. There's such a din. The third case is shosa kamanas lohakim. That means there the Ran explains that speaking about that if he wasn't mefer, he knows that there'll be a neder, and he wasn't mefer zaraya, he wants the neder. That's the third case, shosa kamanas lohakim, and this is considered a hakomeg gemure. This is considered a hakomeg gemure, and from here we learn that hekim believe have a hakomeg. But this is considered like mama she was making. Now, so lechayre, if the Rama says, the Marik say, that after hakomeg, you cannot be shoyel on the neder. After shtike, you could be shoyel on the neder. So lechayre, we have to say, we can't accept this in all ifanim. Because it was a shtika al menas lahokim, this is a hakomeh, the Ran says. This is hekim belay. The Gemara says, mali hekim be, this is hakomeh belay, this is hakomeh. He was mamish making it. So lechayre, we would have to say that what the Rama says, even though it's very sosum, but that what the Rama says, that after shtika, you could be mater aneder, and after hakome, you cannot be mater aneder. He means davka ashtika that is not a hakome. But if you have that it is not heken behege, but a shtika that is mamish hakome, so that's what he said before, after hakome, you can be mater. And Bemis, I found this kemat in Afike Yom, Chelik Aleph Simen Yudzayin, Oishes, that kemat, he says the same thing, that it matters what he brings out the Gemara and Seif Nara Marosa, and there's three types of shtike. L'chayre, after the third shtike, L'chayre will not be able to be matter the neder. Let us go further. Zog the Gemara weiter. Boi minei rove merav nachme. Not just one ha'orah, let me mention that kemat the old achrayim ha'ma'ira, the keren oira, the chsam sefer, the nidrei zrizin. We heard before that Ram Gamliel says that if she made a neder that le'yatziya mitoscha. So there's a din loyachal devoroi that he has to be mefer, even though the neder wasn't chal. Man tane ha desanye dvor mamotorim v'chem doge b'misa. Also the same Rabban Gamliel, that even though there's no chalais neder, you need a heter. In Shulchan Aruch we paskin like the second Rabban Gamliel, we don't paskin like the first Rabban Gamliel. So this is a big problem, which the Achrayim HaMo'ira, if the Gemara is Mekasha, these two Ram Gamliels, so how can we pass them like the second Ram Gamliel and not like the first Ram Gamliel? I'd just like to mention the Ha'orah. Let us go further. Boi minei rove mei Rav Nachman. Tashmish hamite l'rabonon inui nefeshu. That means we heard in our Mishnah, Rechitze is in the Nefesh, Kishut is in the Nefesh. What's Tashmish Amita according to the Rabbono? Is this in the Nefesh, yes or no? So let us just see for 1 second the Rosh. Now the Rosh starts a little bit before the wide lines start. But it's just the last two words before the wide line start. Frekt Rosh Afal Gab the Gabi Yoima Kippurim Mikroi Inni Nefesh. What the Shaila if it's called Inni Nefesh? It's called Inni Nefesh. Umaisi lo Mikro Imsane Es Benoisai. So it's ini nefesh. Kroas machte ba'almu, mit rabonenu da'os, so midi da'vanilis ha'sandal. So the Rosh goes into a big blotter, which is a big machlekes ha'rishayinim. If the other nuyim are only also mid rabbonon, but that's what the Rosh answers on this kasha. The Rosh says it's only a rabbonon. That was the Gemara brings a posik that it's called inui. That's machte ba'alme. So therefore we can't be poishit from Yom Kippur. So let's go back to the Gemara. Boy minay rove me Rav Nachman tash mishamite l'rabbonon ini nefeshu oidvorim shebeinoy lebeino. We learned. It says, "Unetule ani min ha'yehudim." She made a neder. She is also to have a nos tashmish from all yin. She asked all yin. She can have a nos tashmish. So the Mishnah says, "Yofer chelkoi," that his chelik is meifer. She asked all yin, including her husband. She can have a nos tashmish from her husband. Yofer chelkoi, so he's made for his chelik, but tehei netula mina yehudim, and she's also the shamish mina yehudim. The amrit nidrei in a nefesh ave, if tashmish is in a nefesh, amaitei netula mina yehudim, we have a klal by a fora in a nefesh, that the fora helps for everyone, not only for the baal. Shmamino dvorim shebeinoi lebeino havi. Let us see there. Yeah. So the Ran says, Boy minei rova me Rav Nachman, tash mi shamito la rabonon ini nefeshu. Venafke mino, te meifa bein la atzmoi, bein la cheirem. Oy dvorim shebeinoy lebeino hu ulaatzmei meifer lacherim einei meifer. Netula ani min ha'yehudim she'osro hanos tashmisham oleho. Amaitei netula min ha'yehudim dimisa de tashmishini nefesh ave. Amaitei netula min ha'yehudim dimisa de tashmishini nefesh ave. Mani aferosei bein laatzmei bein lacherim. Al-Kaponim, so that was the Gemara's Raya, that Tashmish Amita is Dvorim Shebeinoi Lebeino. Let's see the Gemara further. So that's the Gemara. No. L'Rabbonon Tiboiloch. No, it's still a Shaila. L'Rabbonon Tiboiloch. Mishum de Netula Anim in a Yehudim. Aye brought a Raya from this Mishneh. Netula Anim in Yehudi, she's still also. Rabbi Yosi Ktoni Loch. Rabbi Yossi, this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi. The Omar, Rav Hune, Kulo, Pirkin, Rabbi Yossi. All the Mishnayas in this Perek are Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Mimai. How do you know that all the Mishnayas in this Perek are Rabbi Yossi? All the Stam Mishnayas are Rabbi Yossi. Even the Ktoni, we had in the first Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi Oimer ein Eilo Nidre in a Nefesh, Loma Le Sule Misne Nare Eilo Nidre in a Nefesh. So why does the Mishnah have to end off by saying Areize Yofer Divre Rabbi Yosi? That means the last three words in the Mishnah is Divre Rabbi Yosi, which I know the whole thing is Rabbi Yosi. Shma Mino Mikan Ve Eilech Rabbi Yosi. So we see all the Mishnayas, and Divrei Rabbi Yosi is not going on the first Mishnah. It says Rabbi Yosi Yoimah. Divrei Rabbi Yosi is saying all the Mishnayas in this Perek, even though they're Stam Mishnayas, they're going according to Rabbi Yosi. So Memele, you found a Mishnah that Tashmis is Dvorim Shebeinu Lebeino, 100%. That's Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi also is Dvorim Shebeinu Lebeino. The Chachamim could be hold it in nefesh. So we have a suffix, but it is according to the Rabbon. Let us see the Ran. Le Rabbon antiboilo, mishum de netul anim in the Yehudim, Rabbi Yosi ktonilo, this is Rabbi Yosi's amemre. Ule di day, vadei lehavi in nefesh, it is zichen not in nefesh. Vachdesanye bebreise delel. Rabbi Yossi said klar, it's dvorm shebeinoy lebeino. He put in shleyekre, shleyefkre, yishroyim shamash mitosi. Kula pirkin Rabbi Yossi. Zokteran, kula yistomi. All the stam mishnayis. The high pirke of this perik, Rabbi Yossi k'toni lo. Rabbi Yossi said all these mishnayos, the k'tiv and the k'toni. We learned in the first mishnah, Rabbi Yossi yoyma, ein eilu nidrein in nefesh, vi yugu fa oma eilu hein nidrein in nefesh, lom alei le misni su, so why does he have to say by the end of the mishnah, arei ze yofa, Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Alashminen de Kula Pirkin, Rabbi Yossi. That all the Mishnayos in our Perik are going according to Rabbi Yossi. So Memele, so we won't push it anything back. Atila Rabbonon Tiboilo, the Dilma Tashmishin in Ephesu, Umeifa Ben Laatzmai Ben Lache. Ule Inyan Aloche, Kiven de Ba'ayin Loi Ivshite. Since we weren't poishet the boy, so we don't know, is Tashmis in the nefesh? Is Tashmis not in the nefesh? Noktinen lechumre, ve'enei meifel mishum dvorim shebeinoi lebeino. Maybe we'll leave this over for the next Gemara, because then we'll understand better what the Ran is saying. So we'll go a little further. Yeah. Omar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi. Shmuel said Mishmei Delevi, Kol Nidorim Baal Meifel Leishtoi. All Nidorim of Inni Nefesh. Baal is Meifel Leishtoi. Chutz Min Hanosi Al Ploini. She asked that Pliny can't have a no from her. She ain't a meifa. Avol hanoas Pliny olai meifa. Hanoas Pliny olai meifa. That means from the lashon of Shmuel that said hanosi al Pliny, he cannot be meifa. Paistois, but the other way around, hanoas Pliny olai meifa. Now, to appreciate what Shmuel is telling us, there's a Yesodistic Rosh over here, and with this Rosh, we'll be able to understand the flow of the Sugya. Let us look at the Rosh. Avanos Pliny Olai Meifa. This Rosh is the fourth line of the Rosh. The Havi Inui Nefesh Shemo Titztarech Mimeno. Now, the Rosh said a mouthful. That means like this. There are many people in this world. And she said, I will not have Hanoah from Beryl. That's what she said. Koinem peiris Beryl olai. So Shmuel said, there might come an instance that the only one she can get peiris from is from Beryl. Shema titztarech le Beryl. Maybe she might need Beryl. And if the nether will be kayim, so she won't be able to get these payers from Beryl. So this is considered a potential inui nefesh. This falls into inui nefesh. Even though perhaps in most cases, there's so many other people she can get payers from. But since there's a possibility that she'll be dependent on Beryl and the nether will cause her inui nefesh, so this, we take this into consideration. So this is considered, this is a nether, lanois nefesh, this nether could bring about inni nefesh. So memela the baal is a koyef to be meifa. And this is a big shtik teira that Shmuel said. That a potential inni nefesh is also called inni nefesh. Now, let's go a little further. We'll come back to the Ran we skipped over soon. Omar Shmuel, Mishmei Delevi, Kol Nedorim Bal Meifa Leishtoi, Vuhu Dahavi Nidre Inni Nefesh. That means, Shmuel means if it's Nidre Inni Nefesh, it could be Meifa. chutz mi ha-nosoi al-ploini, do lehavi lo ini nefesh, there is no ini nefesh, ploini can't have ha-no from her. Avol ha-nos ploini olai meifel, the kivin, the is bo ini nefesh, since in this case there is ini nefesh, even though she had only, enough from this person, Mr. Me, Meyachod maybe, is Yofer. He could be Mefer. This is called Ini Nefesh. Now let's go back to the run that we had skipped. We command the Yoma, that means we were clearing a Shailim. Is Tashmish in the Nefesh or not? So the Gemara wasn't Poshetit, so the Ran said we have to go Lechumra and say it's not in the Nefesh, it's Vorm Shebeini Lebeini. The Ike Mandiyoma, there's a Mandiyoma that says, the Nehidle Yivshete Hoche, even though we weren't Poshetit over him, the Lohi Yivshele Mi Memre de Shmuel, the Omar Besomuk. Shmuel said, Avol Noas Ploini Olai Mefer. So they understood Anos Ploini Olai means who are the Tashmish. And this is called Ini Nefesh. So the Ran says, Vimba Hola Yiriya, the Chikoma Meita, Dvom Shesh Bim Ini Nefesh Koma. Anos Ploini Olai means Dvom Shel Ini Nefesh, Peres. But Kati Metzin Lameima, the Tashmish Amita Einba Ini. You can't bring a Raya from the Loshen Stuma of Shmuel, Hanos Ploini Alai includes Tashmis. It's a Hanov in Inefesh. If Tashmis is in Inefesh, fine. If Tashmis is not in Inefesh, then it's not in Inefesh. So you can't bring a Raya from Shmuel. Zokte Gemara weiter. So we have here a member of Shmuel. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Peres Medine Zu Olai. She answered Peres of a Medine on herself. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, so this is not called Inei Nefesh, Yovilo Medina Acheres, so it's you'll bring from another Medina. So my mail, this is Apella and Shmuel. If Shmuel said, if she asked the Hano from one person, since there's a possibility that she might be dependent on this person. And if the nether will be chal, it's ini nefesh. So if you're talking about a Medina, maybe there's a possibility she'll be only be able to derive payers from this Medina. And if she will, if the nether will be chal, it'll be ini nefesh. Aval pikein, our Mishnah didn't say such chesbonish. Our Mishnah says you don't look at far-fetched possibilities. Yavi mimdina acheres. Our Mishnah says, let him bring from another Medina. So it's not considered in the nefesh, and he can be mefer. So it's a kasha and shmur. Oma Rav Yosef de Komro Shetovi Ato. Let us see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Yavi mimdina acheres, avo peiris oise medine, mitzirelo. Veini yochelo hofer, he can't be made. We don't say there's a possibility it might cause ini nefesh. Vecholshkein boimeres hanoas ploini olai, sheene yochelo hofer, yose, as if it can be made. So the Gemara makes an akimte, the komro shetovi ato, kegoy. So the Gemara makes an akimte na Mishnah, kegoy the komro, peiris medine zu olai, I'm asking the peiris of this medine, im tevi aim ato. If you bring me these peiris, I'm asking the peiris. Avol kshi yevi aim acher, but if someone else will bring me these payers from that Medina, loy asaltam osrosomala. She did not ask her the payers if someone else will bring them. So memele, so this is not similar to Shmuel. Shmuel is speaking about that she asked her the payers of Beryl on herself. So that means if she'll ever be dependent on Beryl, she's over the eights. So then it's called Dini Nefesh. Here, if she'll ever be dependent on Medina Zoo, so someone else can bring her from this Medina. She only said, Shatovi Yata, you can bring her. But even the Yeshla Takona Ba'oison Perish Aloysa Medina Ayidei Acha Leidomi Lanos Pliny Olai the Lesla Takonis Lehonis Maisi Pliny. There, if she'll be dependent on Pliny, so there's no Eitzah. Mashain came, the Mishnah speaking about Shatovi Ato, so if she'll ever be dependent on this Medina, someone else can bring her the Perish. V'chiteime im kain habasolis, if that's pshat, so the Mishnah shvel. The Mishnah says that yovilo mimdina acheres. Why did he say yovilo mimdina acheres? Say that someone else can bring her from this Medina. That's the catch. V'chiteime im kain habalei le Mishnah yovilo achel mi peiris oise Medina. Ikala meima, so the answer is a merdiki yisod. The mishum hochi toni yovilo memdina cheres. Mishum sheim loi hoysolo takona ayedei baal. If the baal would not have any way how to be mahana her, aval gab de islo takanta ayedei acher, even though through someone else there's a takona, meifer, he could be meifer. It's also called in a nefesh, why? The first bov in the Mishnah, she asked all payers. Diktoni areze yofo. Now how is this talking about? Also, ba'omre shetovi yata metukme. It is speaking about that she asked payers oilom, if you'll bring them. Dum yedeseife. Vafilo hochi afagav de islo takanta yedei acher. Even though someone else can bring her peiris oilom, even the last lot takanta al yedei baal, but since her husband cannot be mahana, ktoni hareze yofa, mishum davale kemeres hanos ploini olai. So that's the way the Ran is saying, Amor de Kebol. The Ran is saying, Shmuel said a yesod. There might be a situation when she said, peiris ploini olai, hanos ploini olai. So why is this called in a nefesh? There might come about a situation that she'll be dependent on Pliny, and she won't be able to have any payers. That's called Dini Nefesh. There also could be a situation she might be dependent on her husband, and the husband will never be able to bring her. So Memele, the Reisha of the Mishnah, that says payers Oilam Olai, even though someone else can bring her these payers, but there might come about a situation she'll be dependent on her husband and he won't be able to bring her. That's why it's called Inei Nefesh. So Memele, so this is equivalent to Nos Pliny Olai, that it's called Inei Nefesh. Mishemachik Tani Seifa Yavilo Mimdina Cheres. That if she'll be dependent on the husband can bring her from another Medina. The time of the motzi meifa bereisha lesser b'seifa. The ilu reisha mishum de lesla takona yedei baal. If she'll ever be dependent on her husband, he'll never be able to help her because she said peiros oilam alai. Therefore, motzi meifa. Havo b'seifa kimedis lo takona yedei baal o yofim. So that's the mitzvah amoyredike yisot. That you have to take two things into consideration. When she asked Leti the Sefer, Peiris Medina Zoo. So it might come about, she'll be dependent on this Medina. So therefore the Gemara says, but she only asked if her husband will bring her from this Medina. If someone else will bring her from this Medina, so she didn't ask her. So Afilo shall be dependent on this Medina, she's still able to avoid any nefesh by someone else bringing her. It might be that she can only rely on her husband. So the Mishnah says her husband can bring up another Medina. So that means if she's never put in a pinch, that means if she's dependent on her husband, he can bring from another Medina. If she's dependent on this person, someone else can bring. That is not called Inei Nefesh. But if there is a possibility that she'll be dependent on one person, And that's the case of Shmuel. And if she won't be able to eat these payers, she won't be able to have another being in nefesh. This is considered
Adnavor Shalini Nefesh.